This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says the city is planning to spend more on transit. Hancock says he hopes to line up funding for several big projects by the time he leaves office. Those include a rapid bus line on Colfax Avenue. He's also hopeful for more federal money.
I think we get an opportunity, particularly with the Biden administration and his jobs plan, is to, you know, potentially invest even more in transit, and that's what we're hoping to do.
Denver has a long-term goal of reducing the number of commuters in the city who drive to work alone, and increasing transit service across the city is key to accomplishing that. A bill to expand Colorado's LGBTQ anti-discrimination laws is headed to the governor. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Current state law bans discrimination based on sexual orientation. The bill adds gender identity and gender expression to protected characteristics. Four Republicans in the Senate joined Democrats to approve the change. Other Republicans say the measure's definitions of gender expression and identity are too subjective and could be difficult for businesses to comply with. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And rolling on with All Things Considered this afternoon, children in the foster care system may face a lot of hardships as it is. To make matters worse, a new revelation has found that in essence, they're being forced to pay for their own foster care all over the country.
It's a tragedy when a state takes those young people's income and reimburses itself for foster care.
That story is next. Stick around. Our website has always been a great source to find the latest news and even find some photos of what's going on in Colorado. And now we're doing something new. Come to CPR.org to experience a project unlike anything CPR has done before.
It's a change from all the bad news we've had, a chance to grieve and heal. A Colorado faith leader wrote a meditation, and folks from different walks of life help us read it. A grocery worker, a BLM activist, a nurse.
Their stories, along with poetry, artwork, and photos, are at CPR.org, along with news from all over Colorado. Fort Collins is at 46 degrees right now with some light rain, and it might become heavy rain as the evening goes on. Same goes for Denver and Colorado Springs. Stay safe, stay dry. This is CPR News.